The Science Show on RN, where we now turn to the other bionic eye being developed here. Julianne Quinn is CEO of Bionic Vision Technologies in Carlton, Victoria.
The way the bionic eye works is images captured by a pair of smart glasses turned into signals that are delivered to an implant that is behind the retina. In turn, those signals stimulate visual processing pathways of the brain, which enable the patient to interpret what is seen as vision. This process relies very heavily on the concept of brain plasticity, that is the ability of the brain to learn and grow and develop as it is exposed to various stimuli. And so with this device, the more the patients use it, the more the brain adapts and the better will be their vision.
How much training do they have to have, as you say, to learn to use it?
Each patient will be personally fitted and trained in the use of their device because we all have different physical characteristics. Each patient will come into the lab probably for about a week of intensive training initially every day, and following that they will come in periodically depending how the learning is going.
And so I'd imagine in the first instance you see shadows, you see light and shade, and eventually something more that you can recognise as, well, we sighted people,
right,
almost normal vision.
Yeah. Initially the patients will see flashes of light, and then once they learn to put all those flashes together, they perceive images and shapes and outlines.
And is it, and we say this quite a lot when it comes to ordinary vision, is it swift? Because when you think of the way you're transporting the light signals, you know, across the eye, into the brain, reinterpreting, and then if you're, say, playing sport, telling your muscles to act, and all that happens within a microsecond, it's almost unbelievable. Can your technology do it on that basis as well?
Yes, our researchers are working very hard to ensure that, and if for no other reason than our eyes move and our heads move. So it's in the development of the software that helps interpret this. The researchers are aiming to affect that process as quickly as possible.
There's no delay. You're not seeing the world as it was 2 seconds ago.
I think it would be in microseconds we're talking.
Oh, that's a relief. Now, what about the second model? Because there is one.
Yes, the second model builds on the first prototype that was implanted in patients in 2012. The first model did not allow the users to take this home, and we've spoken about the importance of the brain plasticity. Our second model will allow patients to take the device home and use it in everyday life.
I would have thought that it's necessary, is it not, to take it home? You can't have 1 hour of vision a day.
Yes, that's right. And that's the way the patients will learn. They need to be able to use the device in their everyday lives and understand what it is they're seeing.
And presumably the first example was simply to put technology on trial to see whether it works.
Yes, the very first trial was about safety, first and foremost. We wanted to make sure it was safe. And then we wanted to establish that our surgical location would work.
And how many patients have you worked with so far?
The first trial involved 3 patients with retinitis pigmentosa. We've also looked at a number of other patients to study the structure and function of the eye. We've also worked with sighted patients who have been blindfolded to test the various computer algorithms that we've been developing. We're currently recruiting 3 more patients with retinitis pigmentosa for the next clinical trial, which, if successful, will be expanded to a larger trial for regulatory purposes.
It seems very much small stages, step by step by step, this kind of innovation.
Yes, implanted active medical devices are very complex. To get them to market is very time consuming and difficult. I think if it wasn't difficult, it would have been done a long time ago. But we have a great team, and many of those were in fact involved in the development of the cochlear implant.
For hearing?
For hearing.
And is it expensive, this bionic eye?
The bionic eye will be a cost that will require assistance from governments or health insurers. The competitor in the US is charging in excess of $100,000, so it's very important that we do all we can to have a device that can be accessible to people.
I see, and this means presumably as the technology gets more and more refined, the cost comes down?
That is the aim, and as manufacturing volumes increase And we learn from the clinical trial, yes, we would expect that prices would come down.
And final question, what about this matter of innovation? What kind of funding have you got anew?
In March 2017, Bionic Vision Technologies was successful in raising $24 million from Hong Kong via a company called State Path Capital. State Path Capital is a company whose management has a track record in backing technology winners, and the deal was endorsed by a well-known philanthropist and investor, Sir Li Ka-shing.
And they have no research of their own, say, in China? Along this line?
This company does not. There are research teams around the world working in this area, but at the moment there are two main commercial competitors.
There's another outfit based Monash, Professor Jeffrey Rosenfeld. What's the relationship you have with that team?
Both the Monash Vision Group and Bionic Vision Australia, the precursor organisation to BVT, were funded from the same federal government initiative, a special research initiative in bionic vision and science administered by the Australian Research Council. So during the course of that funding, we actually had close links. We met, we shared resources, and in fact, there were some successful joint grants from that grouping.
So you're friendly rivals?
Yes. They have a different surgical approach, and in fact they could treat a different subpopulation of vision impaired.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Julianne Quinn, CEO of Bionic Vision Technologies, friendly rivals and collaborators with the other Bionic Eye Group in Melbourne. The Science Show on RN.